Okay, good morning everyone. The topic of today's shiur is something which I think is very relevant every Shabbos, very often, and it's based on the pasuk that we had yesterday in Parashat Yetzer and Dibros. So we find this in the Gemara on Tafkuf Mishnas Pesachim, which is on the first sheet of the handout. And the Gemara says as follows, about seven lines from the top. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. The Torah says that you should remember Shabbos in order to sanctify it. Zohreyu al Hayayim. So the Gemara makes an interesting drasha that the Zechira, the way that we remember Shabbos, is by making a declaration of Shabbos al Hayayim on wine. How do you see from this pasuk that you should make the declaration of Shabbos on wine? So Tosus here on the left side of the page points out the Zechira Tziv al Hayayim, because we find in association with Yayim the word, we find Zechira and Yayim, those two words go together. There's an association of Zechira with wine, as we find as a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Nazkira Dodecha Miyayim, another pasuk as well. And that is from where the Chazal gleaned that the Zechira, that the mention of Shabbos should be on wine. And this is the source in the Torah, this pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros, is the source in the Torah for the din of making Kiddush on Shabbos. That there has to be a declaration of Shabbos, but the declaration of Shabbos is not enough that you should just declare it, it's not enough that you should just proclaim Shabbos, but this proclamation has to take place on a cup of wine. And therefore, we derive from this, the post can derive from this, that one is not yotzei simply by davening. In other words, in the tefillah that we say on Shabbos, so we say the bracha, we say a bracha of Kiddush in the Shemoneh Esrei. Like Friday night, when you say the Shemoneh Esrei, so you say a bracha of Kiddush, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. Right, so Elkeinu Baruchenu Retzeinu Mechaseinu Kasheinu Mechasef, etc. So that bracha culminates in Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. But that's not enough. In other words, even though you have proclaimed Shabbos, but you have not proclaimed Shabbos over a cup of wine. And thus, a person has to go ahead and make Kiddush in his home. So the Gemara then, the next few lines of the Gemara are a bit confusing, but the Gemara debates when exactly this proclamation should take place, and the Gemara says it seems quite misdaver, it seems quite logical that the proclamation of Shabbos should take place b'knisaso, that when Shabbos begins you should say this Kiddush. So then the Gemara a few lines down asks, how do you know you're supposed to say Kiddush in the daytime? The Gemara says, about five lines further down, says the Gemara that Ein li ela b'layla b'yom minayin, how do you know you're supposed to say it in the daytime? Talmud lomar, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos. It says in the pasuk, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos, from this they derive that Kiddush should be said also during the day. Kiddush should also be said during the day. And that is pretty much the way the Gemara comes out, that we say Kiddush twice on Shabbos. You say Kiddush at night, when Shabbos comes in, and you say Kiddush also by the day. In the poskim, this is hard to see it clearly from the Gemara, but the poskim come to the conclusions that the Kiddush that we say Friday night is what the pasuk meant directly when it said Zohar HaSeyom HaShabbos. That the declaration of Shabbos is referring to when Shabbos begins, and therefore the Kiddush Friday night is held to be min HaTorah. The consensus of the poskim is that the Kiddush Friday night is midaraisa. The Kiddush Shabbos morning is held to be midarabanan, even though the Gemara on this page cites a pasuk for the Kiddush by day also. But nevertheless, the poskim say that this is only an asmachta. It's not really, that's not the direct kavanah of the pasuk, not the direct intent of what the Torah is trying to tell us, and therefore the Kiddush by day is midrabanan, the Kiddush at night is midoraisa. And the postman further say that Kiddush on wine is also midrabanan, meaning that the the drusha that we said that it has to be over a cup of wine, zachreil alayayim, and Tosus told us that that's because of the fact that we find wine associated with zechira. There too, the poskim tell us that that aspect of kiddush is also nidrabban. So therefore, it comes out, just to summarize, the kiddush Friday night, to proclaim Shabbos itself is mandated by the Torah. To do it over a cup of wine is a chiyuv, but that chiyuv is midrabanan. And to make kiddush Shabbos morning is also midrabanan. Based on this, there is the famous opinion of the Magen Avraham, who says that a person could be yotzei kiddush in HaTorah just by davening ma'ariv, and to make kiddush later over a cup of wine would only be midrabanan, which could be relevant. And if that psak is correct, then that would have certain nachuminus and halacha. There would be certain ramifications of that. The Magen Avraham's psak is controversial. There are a lot of people that were opposed to it, but nevertheless, this is the way it comes out. It comes out that we hold that the kiddush Friday night is midaraisa, the kiddush Shabbos morning is midrabanan. There is no need to make kiddush more than once on Shabbos day. So therefore, shal shudas comes out to be the meal that has no kiddush associated with it, but that's the reason for that is because there is no source for that. There is no source. So this is the way it stacks up. Okay, so this is the idea of making kiddush on Shabbos. Now, in connection with this, we have a basic halacha. So we said that there is a requirement in kiddush that kiddush has to be said over a cup of wine, a chreil alayayim. Okay, there is another requirement of kiddush which is what I'd like to speak about today, and that can be found earlier in Psachim on the Kubal from an Aleph. It actually begins on the end of Pesachim Day, and that's on the second side of the sheet. And the Gemara says the following. We will pick it up from the small words on the top of the page, which is actually found on Kuf on the Beis Hamsachim. The Gemara says the following: Osam b'nei Adam shekidshu b'beis haKnesses. The Gemara says the people who make kiddush in shul, Amar Rav yidei yayim lo yatsu. In other words, they make kiddush in shul and then they're going to go home and eat their meal. If a person were to make kiddush in shul and then go home and eat his meal, says the Gemara, Amar Rav yidei yayim lo yatsu. Rav says that the bracha that he said on wine in shul would not cover wine that he wants to drink in his house, but yidei kiddush yatsu. But he would satisfy the requirement of kiddush because he made kiddush in shul, and if he goes home and eats his meal, the fact that he didn't say the kiddush at home is not a problem. This is the opinion of Rav. However, Shmuel says the opinion that is accepted by halacha, af yidei kiddush lo yatsu. Shmuel says that the person who did that, meaning a person who simply made kiddush on a cup of wine in shul and then went home, didn't eat anything more, and then went home and ate his meal in the house, so not only if he wants to drink wine in his house, he would have to say another bracha bar kriyat ofen, but also he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of kiddush. Why not? So if we skip down a few lines, the Gemara says we go down four lines further here on the Kafal from an Alf. The Gemara says, "Va'arta Shmuel Taimei, the Amar Shmuel Ein Kiddush Elo V'Makom Sufa." The Gemara says that the reason for this is the reason why Shmuel holds that if a person said kiddush in shul and then went home and ate his meal, he's not yotzei kiddush, is because of the fact that we have a rule in the halacha, Ein Kiddush Elo V'Makom Sufa. That kiddush must be said in the place where you eat your meal. In order to be yotzei kiddush, a person has to say it b'makom suda. Where do they get this from? Right? So we just added a requirement. Until now we said that kiddush has to be said, and has to be said over a cup of wine, that the Gemara had a pasuk for. Where do we get this requirement that kiddush has to be b'makom suda? So if you look at the commentary of the Rashbam, which is on the right-hand side, the under where Rashi appears, in the Gemara in Arabic Sotim, we have not only the commentary of Rashi, but also the Rashbam. So it says, the Rashbam says that this is based on a pasuk in the Navi Yeshaya. The pasuk says, V'karoso l'Shabbos oneg. V'karoso l'Shabbos oneg means that you should proclaim Shabbos as a day of enjoyment. to which the Chazal interpreted this pasuk to mean b'makom sha'ata korei l'shabbos, that the karasa l'shabbos, in the place that you proclaim Shabbos, klomar, says the Rashbam, kriya the kiddush, the place where you proclaim Shabbos by making kiddush, shom tehei oneg, there it should be oneg. The karasa l'shabbos, when you proclaim Shabbos, oneg, at that place it should be an oneg. At that place it should be the enjoyment of Shabbos. The enjoyment of Shabbos is the meal. One of the enjoyments of Shabbos is the meal that we eat on Shabbos. There's a chiyuv of onik Shabbos. It's brought in the poskim. The Rambam brings it that there's a chiyuv of onik Shabbos. And one of the forms of onik Shabbos is to eat sudos on Shabbos. The karoso of Shabbos onik, that when you proclaim Shabbos, it should be in the place of onik. It should be in the place where you have your enjoyment, and from this they derive the halacha that a person to make kiddush is the proclamation of kiddush, the proclamation of Shabbos has to be where you eat your meal. This is what the Gemara says. And from this we come up with a second requirement, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, which the Torah says, Ochras Yom Shabbos L'Kasho, there are two requirements now. First of all, it has to be said over a cup of wine. But even that is not enough. It also has to be said in the place where the person has his oneg, in the place where the person has the enjoyment of Shabbos. And thus, we come up with the well-known klal that we have to have kiddush b'makom suda. We have to have kiddush b'makom suda. Yes?
We're referring to kiddush by day at all?
No, by night also. By night also. Yeah, so again, I think this is, again, an asmachta. In other words, nobody would claim that this din is min haTorah, but an asmachta you can get even from the Nevi'im, that you can get from the Nevi'im also. In other words, it would not have the status of a din haTorah, it's not d'oraisa, kiddush m'makom suda, but nevertheless, it's a requirement that in order to fulfill the kiddush, it has to be m'makom suda. This is what the Gemara is saying. Now, what that means is that when a person says kiddush, he has to be in the place where he's going to eat his meal. But not only does it mean that, but it also means that the way the Chacham interpreted this din is that it's not good enough to say the Kiddush in the place where you're going to eat your meal, but it also has to be that you're going to eat your meal immediately thereafter. In other words, theoretically, one could say, all right, I'll come home to my house, I'll daven at the Hashkama Minyan, so I'll be home at 10 o'clock, I'll say Kiddush at 10 o'clock, at my dining room table, which is where the meal is going to take place, I'll drink some wine, and then I'll do whatever I'm going to do, I'll learn, or perhaps go back to sleep, or whatever it is, and at 12 o'clock we'll eat the meal, and then I'll have Kiddush from Malkum Suda. That's also not good enough. It has to be Kiddush that when you make the Kiddush, it has to be in the place of the Suda, and at the time that you eat the Suda. At the time that you eat the Suda. And in fact, this is brought in the Poskim, and the Mishabura in this particular halacha, if you just turn over to the sheet, actually, it's not on here, the Mishabura said that the halacha of Kiddush Makom Suda is that it has to be la'alter, that it has to be that you make Kiddush and you eat the Suda pretty much right away. That's what he says. The Mishabura says that if a person made the Kiddush and did not eat the meal there, he is not Yotze Kiddush. He has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush. And not only has he not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush, but this means that if he said the Kiddush, Shalom v'malchum suda, then it could potentially be a bracha of atala. This would depend. Shabbos morning, if you said Baruch Yadav and you drank wine, even if you only drank a drop of wine, it's not a bracha of atala. But Friday night, if a person said the whole long Kiddush that we have, and it was not the Malkum Suda, so then that Kiddush could very well be considered a bracha of atala. Because what are you saying? Since we have a requirement that it has to be the Malkum Suda, therefore, one is not Yotze Kiddush. So this is the halacha that we have of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And I'd like to just discuss a few ramifications of this halacha in today's shiur. Number one is we're saying that in order to fulfill this halacha properly, it really has to be, the Ramah says here in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to eat the makom kiddush la'alter. That a person has to eat the makom kiddush right away. So it's not good enough to make the kiddush and then come back later and eat the meal. You have to make kiddush right away. What does it mean right away? So the Mishnah Berurah says it means literally right away, without any sort of hafsek at all. Now, it happens to be that people, you know, there are going to be, oftentimes the person says they need to use the bathroom or whatever, or perhaps they want to bring in some of the food from the kitchen. So the poskim are a little bit more flexible and say that if it's going to be a hefsek, but it's l'tzara hasudas for the needs of the meal, that is okay. In other words, even though we say that the kiddush has to be b'makom suda and b'zman hasuda, nevertheless, there could be, it doesn't have to be exactly the second after you make kiddush, you immediately have, it takes time to wash. But nevertheless, if it's l'tzara hasuda, the post can say that would not be considered a hefsek. And the most common applications of that would be, number one, as I say, if a person needs to bring in food from the kitchen to bring in for the meal, that would be all right. Number two would be if a person, someone at the table needed to use the washroom, that would not be considered a hefsek since it is needed in order to be able to eat the meal. Number three, if you have a situation where you have a number of guests at your house and everybody wants to make kiddush, okay, so you go around, all the men at the table want to say the kiddush. Now, in this particular point, there is discussion in the poskim. There are those that hold, Mishnah Berurah says this, that it's better for one person to say kiddush for everybody than for each individual person to say kiddush. This is based on the pasuk that we have, Barov Am Hadras Melech, that the glory of Hashem is when it's glorified in public. And therefore, if each person makes their own kiddush, it's like each one is saying a private glorification of Hashem, whereas if one person says it for everybody, it's better. This is what's brought in the poskim. It is not the common practice, but very, you know, for a number of reasons, you very often have that people prefer to make their own kiddush, maybe in some cases because we're not familiar with this concept of Barov Am Hadras Melech. But whatever it is, if you had a situation, certainly not worth fighting over, if you have a guest at the table and the person says, I want to make kiddush as well, so then it's fine. So then you have the question, but wait a second, but I have a requirement to begin my suda immediately after kiddush, and by the time we get around to everybody sitting here, it could take a while. Nevertheless, that's also considered the tzarech hasuda. That would not be a problem. So even if you had a number of people, that would be okay. And the most drastic situation of kiddush b'makom suda, if you ever wondered about this, at the Pesach Seder, you say kiddush, and then you say the Haggadah. And then you say the Haggadah, could take hours. And then you first when is the suda? The suda is when you eat the matzah. I mean, you eat the matzah, and then until you get to the meal, so you can have a layoff of hours. So the question is how in the world is that kiddush b'makom suda? How do you also, you have a chiv here, and the din of kiddush b'makom suda, even though it's based on the pasuk, the karasa la shabbos oneg, but nevertheless the poskim will say that it applies on yontif as well. So on yontif, you say a person sits down to the Pesach Seder, he makes kiddush at 8 o'clock, and he eats the matzah at 10 o'clock, or whatever it is, with the kiddush b'makom suda there. So the explanation that's given by most of the poskim is that since we have in the Gemara says that the chiyuv to say the Haggadah is connected to the matzah. If you ever wondered why do we have to strain ourselves? Everyone comes to the Pesach Seder hungry, and you know, I can only speak for myself, but you know, after a few manashtanas, you're already eyeing the matzah with envy and saying, you know, when are we going to get to this already? And I'm hungry.
Right.
So why do you ask yourself, why do you have to do that for? Why don't we just make hamotzi right away, and then when everyone is calm, then let everyone say over the Haggadah. So the answer to this is because the drush of the Gemara says in the Sefer Sofrim that the matzah is called lechem oni. Lechem oni means literally the bread of our affliction, But the Chazal make a drasha, lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe, that the matzah is bread upon which you have to say a lot of things. Meaning that the amiras haggadah, the recitation of the haggadah, is connected to, it's considered the prerequisite to the matzah. So as such, that we have this, the order, the seder, right, that we have, so the word seder means order, it's put in that order for a reason. The reason why you have the magid before you have the matzah is because this is the prerequisite to the matzah. That being the case, then it's not a problem of a hefsek for kiddush for makom suda, because this is needed. You need to say this in order to eat the matzah. You need to say the haggadah. So therefore, if it's needed for the meal, the fact that there's a delay of time is not considered a problem of kiddush for makom suda, and therefore this is the hefsek, so to speak. This is the reason why we have the seder set up this way. Now, so one would say, all right, then maybe then we should try to make it quick. Maybe we should not delay. You know, maybe we should, you know, instead of 8 children saying the Manishtana, maybe only 6 should say it. So, first of all, good luck if you want to try that. It won't work. But aside from that, if it's considered Lutzara Chasuda, if it's needed, a person doesn't have to be mocked. According to the consensus of the Poskim is that a person can schlep out the Haggadah, the saying of the recitation of the Haggadah, even for hours. There are other considerations. You have to eat at least the matzah before Chatzos, but assuming that will be achieved, you should take as long as you want to say the Haggadah. Is not a problem with Kiddush Makom Suda. So there you have it, that if there's a need for, if anything that's needed, the Tzorech HaSuda would say would be a heter to delay. But other than that, a person who makes Kiddush is supposed to eat the meal right away, which means that if you have company over, the common occurrence, and you make Kiddush, and then everyone sits down to the table and starts to schmooze, and until, you know, someone has start a conversation or a topic, even it's for a Torah, and then you don't get up to wash for a while later, that's not really the right thing. The right thing is you make Kiddush right away. The Kolosol HaShabbos Oneg. You make Kiddush right away, you should wash. Right away a person should wash. Some people have the practice that after they make Kiddush Shabbos morning, they eat some cake. And okay, you could do that too if you did. We'll get to that, why that's considered Kiddush for Malkum Suda. But I'm referring now to a person who doesn't do anything. A person makes Kiddush and just sits and sits around and starts to talk. That's not the right thing. Kiddush for Malkum Suda is that the Kiddush should be in the place of the Suda and should be at the time of the Suda. This is what we have. Okay, so now, the question is, what's considered b'makom suda? What is considered b'makom suda? So the simple understanding of the Chazal is that it should be that you eat your meal. That this is you make Kiddush and you eat your meal. This is Kiddush b'makom suda. And that's really logically the way anybody would assume. However, we know that in practice this is not the case, and this is based on Itzak of the Gaonim, which the Aruch HaShulchan refers to as the Kiddush Gadol, because it's very hard to know exactly where they got this from. But if you look here on the second sheet, side A, we have here the Shulchan Aruch, Kaswa Gaonim. Okay, the Gaonim said, now I'm sorry, before I get to that, I just want to get back to the Gemara, forgive me, I want to get back to the Gemara on the previous page. I'm getting back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Shmuel said, "Ain't Kiddush El B'Makom Suda." So the Gemara proceeds to say, I'm picking it up now from the about 7 lines from the top. Says the Gemara, "Sabar Mina." So the Gemara said that when Shmuel said, "Ain't Kiddush El B'Makom Suda," they thought by that he meant, "Hani Nili Mibayis Labayis." They thought that Shmuel meant that if you make Kiddush in one place, you eat the meal in one house, and then you eat the meal in another house, then you're not Yotzei. Meaning that if you make Kiddush in Shul and then you went home, you're not Yotzei. Avo mimakom lamakom b'chad beisa. But if a person in one house made Kiddush in one room and then went to eat his meal in a different room, lo amaluhu, right? Well, then that would not be the case. That's what they thought. In other words, when Shmuel said that ain't Kiddush Olam HaMesuda, they thought he meant that that's only if the Kiddush HaMesuda are in two different houses. But if they were in the same house in two different places, that would not be a problem. Says the Gemara, Amar Ruhu Ravanan Bar Tachlifa. So Ravanan Bar Tachlifa said to them, no. He said, Zimnin Sagin Havakim the Kamei de Shmuel. That many times, he was a student of Shmuel. He said, many times, I was by Shmuel on Shabbos. The Nochus Me'ikra La'ara for Hazar Mekadosh. That he would be eating his meal, apparently his dining room was on the bottom floor, and he was on the upper floor, and he was makbid to come down from upstairs to downstairs to make Kiddush. Meaning it was not sufficient by him to say Kiddush upstairs and then eat the meal downstairs, even though he's in the same house, so you might say, what's the problem? That's from Malkum Suza, alright, it's not the same room, so what? Says the Gemara, you see over here that Shmuel was careful about this, that he insisted on making Kiddush in the place itself, in the room itself that he made Kiddush. And the Gemara continues and says, Vavra Huna suffering Kiddush al Makam Suda, that Rav Huna also held this, Ein Kiddush al Makam Suda, says the Gemara, the Rav Huna Kaddish, because Rav Huna made Kiddush, Vesakale Shraga, and then the lights went out, the candle blew out, and he couldn't eat in the dark. Ba'ayule Lamane Lebeganane the Rabba Bray, and he went, he moved over to the house of his son Rabba, the Ave Shraga, where there was light. The Kaddish Vitar Midi, and he made Kiddush again. In other words, what the story here is that Rav Huna made Kiddush. He made Kiddush, and then in his house, the candle somehow blew out. So now he was in the dark. It was uncomfortable to eat there.
Before the Suda.
He just said Kiddush, and then the lights went out. So what did he do? He had a son who lived in the neighborhood. So he was able to move over to his son. Very good. But when he got to his son, he made Kiddush again. He made Kiddush again because to simply eat the meal now would not be good, because if it's not Kiddush Mavim Suda, you're not yoked to Kiddush. So that means that the Kiddush that he made previously was worthless, because that was not the Makam Suda. And now that he was Makam Suda, he had to say the Kiddush again. And the Gemara says, Alma can suffer in Kiddush al Makam Suda. And then the Gemara concludes by saying, Va'af Rabba suffer in Kiddush al Makam Suda. And Rabba also held this. Why? The Amra Abaya, it was Abaya who was a student of Rabba. So Abaya said, Ki Avina Beimar, he says, when I used to be by Rabba, Ki Havi Mekadish, when he would say the Kiddush, he would say to us, Ti'imu Midi. When Rabba would say the Kiddush, I guess the students in the yeshiva would go to his house for Kiddush. And he would say to them, eat something right now. Before you go, eat something. Why? Dilma, because perhaps, Adas Lisu Lushpiza, perhaps by the time you get back to the place that you are staying, Misakri Luchushraga, the lights will not be on. In other words, this took place Friday night, that they would go to his house, and he would say Kiddush, and they would all be sitting there listening, and he would say to them, eat something before you go home, because it could be that by the time you get back to the place that you're staying, where you're going to eat your meal, the light will have gone out, the candle will have burned out, and then it'll turn out that you didn't say Kiddush in the place where you had your meal. And the Kiddush that you heard here, you're not Yotzei. The Ein Kiddush over Makam Suda. This is the Gemara. So, in other words, we see that the opinion of Shmuel is substantiated by several other people, that Ein Kiddush over Makam Suda, and it has to be in the place that you're eating your meal, not only in the house that you're eating your meal, but in the room that you're eating your meal. In the room that you're eating your meal, that's where the Kiddush has to be said. And we find here the story that Rabbi told them, that Rabbi told his students that when they came to him for Kiddush, he said, eat something over here, otherwise you're not going to be able to Kiddush from Makam Suda.
You mean the desires, not the taste.
Well, what did he mean when he said eat something? So if you look here at Tosfos on the left hand side of the page, if you look at the fifth Tosfos on the page, Te'imu Midi, says Tosfos, Nira Ma'ainu Te'imas Lechem. Says Tosfos that when Rabbi said to them, eat something before you go home, What was he referring to? He was referring to eating bread. He was referring to eating bread. So now, Tosus is noteworthy that Tosus does not say eat cake. Tosus said that he said to them, eat bread. He said to them, eat bread. Which would seem to indicate, and not only does Tosus say this, but the Rush also in his commentary on the Gemara says the same thing, that te'imu midi means eat bread. And thus it would seem from the Gemara and from the commentary of Tosus and the Rush that one is not yotze kiddush b'makom suda unless you eat the meal with bread. Nothing else. That's what it seems like from here. With that in mind, we go back now to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the following thing. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kachwa Gaonim, that the Gaonim, who were the leaders, the Gedolim, who led the Klal Yisrael in Bavel after the Chasimus HaTalmud, after the completion of the writing of the Gemara, so the Gaonim wrote the following thing. They said, Hod Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda? That we have the halacha, that Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, that Afilu Ochol Davar Mu'ut, even if a person only ate a davar mu'ut, even if a person only ate what the Mishnah Berurah says, the shear of a kezayis, Ol Shasa Kot Yayin Shechaya V'Lav Zracha, or if a person only drank wine, enough wine that one would be obligated to say a bracha achrona, yotze yidei kiddush. A person who did that would be yotze kiddush, and here you can turn over the page, it would be yotze the kiddush, b'makom suda, right, that would be good enough for the requirement of kiddush b'makom suda, the gomer sudasa b'makom acher. And then the person can go and complete the meal somewhere else. Meaning that the Gaonim said the following kiddush, and listen to the way we interpret it. The Gaonim said that the din of kiddush b'makom suda, what would be in the following scenario? What would be if a person says, all right, I'll eat the suda, but I want to eat it in two places. I want to start here and finish it somewhere else. So one might think, well, it has to be completely b'makom suda, that the suda has to be totally eaten in the place that you make kiddush. Say the Gaonim that no, that's not true. That number one, or you don't have to eat the whole suda. You could begin the suda in one place and eat this, and finish the suda in another place. So it doesn't have to be the whole meal. That's number one. However, number two, what they added here, very important, was that it's enough to even drink wine. It's enough even to drink wine. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes and says, V'dafka ocho lechem o shosha yayin. And this would only apply if a person, this leniency would only apply if a person ate bread or drank wine. But if a person ate fruit, that would not be good enough. So in other words, what they said was, they said two leniencies. They said, first of all, the suda does not have to take place entirely from b'makom kiddush. It just has to begin from b'makom kiddush. All you need is a davar mu'ut, which one might have thought that that's not enough. One might have thought you have to eat the whole meal in that place. So they said, no, you just have to eat a davar mu'ut. What's considered a davar mu'ut? So they said a davar mu'ut would mean a davar mu'ut of lechem or of yayin, but not of peres. Now, what is considered lechem? What is considered lechem? So the poskim here say a remarkable thing. The poskim here say that when it says in the halacha ocha lechem, it doesn't mean what we consider bread in our strict definition of the word. It doesn't just simply mean challah. However, it could mean anything that is a product of the five grains. Anything that is a product of the five grains, anything we have, for example, in the halacha, we have something which is called pas haba b'kisnin, that their cakes are referred to also halachically as a form of bread. And we don't have to make hamotzi on cake because of the fact that since it's not made the way bread is typically made, so therefore the derech is not to eat a whole meal of cake. And therefore, we say a separate bracha, we say bar minim zonos, we don't require an tefillas yadayim, and so forth. However, the halacha is that if a person was koveya suda on cake, if a person ate a meal on, his whole meal was cake, he ate a large amount of cake, then, surprisingly enough, in such a case, the person would have to wash and tefillas yadayim, say hamotzi, and dench at the end of the meal. And that is because of the fact that halakhically it's not really relevant to this discussion, the discussion in itself, but halakhically the way bread, the way cakes are made, and the way crackers are made could be considered also to fall into the halakhic definition of bread. And thus, we don't treat it like bread in the common way that we eat it, because we only eat small amounts of it at any given time, whereas bread is the staple of a meal, and we never eat it as much as we eat bread. But nevertheless, if a person was kodeya suza, if a person made this their whole meal, then it's considered bread. Based on this, the poskim say that this leniency of the gaonim means that when you eat a davar mu'ud, this davar mu'ud doesn't mean only a small amount of challah, but this davar mu'ud would also include a small amount of other items that could be considered bread, halakhically, such as cake, such as cookies, such as crackers, such as pretzels, things like that would be also considered bread, and thus would come out a tremendous chiddush, that a person can be yotzei kiddush from makom suda based on what the gaonim are saying. A person can be yotzei kiddush from makom suda by eating, by making kiddush and having a davar mu'ud, because it does not require that you have to eat the whole meal there. It just requires that you have to eat some meal there. So here I have my meal. What's my meal? My meal is lechem. You'll say, where's your lechem? I don't see any lechem. This looks like a marble cake to me. What are you calling it, lechem? The answer is, because in the halakha, such a thing could be construed as lechem if you ate enough of it. And on this basis, the post can say that one could be also kiddush from makom suda by eating cake. Yes.
Now the language here also includes if you have a mu'ud of yayin.
Yes.
So now, in order to make kiddush, you have to have the mu'ud of yayin. So it seems that would fulfill it in and
so
of
we'll
itself.
See about that. That's a good point. We'll see about that in a minute. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Brura, the Sif Katan on the bottom, the Sif Katan Chavva, so he says the following thing. Now, remember, the Gaonim said that it applies to a davar mu'ud. A davar mu'ud means a davar mu'ud of lechem. Okay, that I could live with. But then they also added that a person who drank wine would also be good enough. Now, this needs an explanation, because nobody would ever say that wine is considered bread. And not unless you have a lot of wine. Nobody would ever think that wine is considered bread. And a wine is not a habamin in the world that a person would ever say hamotzi or gerchas hamazon. That's ridiculous. Right? So how in the world is wine considered acceptable? So we'll see in a minute. But the poskim said that nonetheless, this is what the Gaonim said. So they brought him to Hefer. And they said that if they accepted wine, then they would certainly accept something, a tafshil, a cooked food that was made from the 5 grains. Meaning that in our terms, if a person wants to eat a piece of Yerushalmi kugel, so any sort of thing like that, noodle kugel, whatever it may be, so even though that already would not be considered bread, right, that's not because the way it's made, that would not be considered chas. However, if wine is good, this is good also. So look how this kula has spread. From the Gemara, and Tosfos on the side of the Gemara, it seems that you have to have bread and only bread. However, here, the Gaonim came along, the Gaonim preceded Tosfos, but nonetheless, the Gaonim said that a person could eat either, even a davar mu'ud, which was taken to mean anything that could be construed as pas. Anything that could be construed as pas. As an aside, I just want to point out that b'di'evet, if a person did not have any challah at all on Shabbos, if he got stuck, so this happens sometimes, people are traveling on Friday, which maybe is a different discussion, whether it's mutzah to do such a thing, person gets stuck on the highway, and they have to check into a motel for Shabbos, and all they had was cake, they didn't have any bread, so the halacha is that b'di'evet, a person could eat the suzas of Shabbos with cake. It's not obviously l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, in a difficult situation, that would be, if you had a lot of cake, you could eat that for the suzas of Shabbos, but again, based on the fact that this would be considered halachically bread. So the Gaonim are telling us that you can have bread, and you can have wine. So the pulse can broaden it out and say that not only that, but even something made from the five grains, which is not bread in the halacha, would also be acceptable. Now why is this true? So the Mishnah Berurah brings that the reason why wine is good enough is because wine has the quality that wine is soed halev. That wine has the ability to satiate a person. That it could say that it's soed halev. In some manner it could satiate a person. And therefore, that's why it could be considered a suda also. So it would come out that if a person had wine, since wine is soed halev, since wine has this quality that it could satiate a person in some manner, so that's also a suda. So now we have, you could have a suda from cake, you could have a suda from wine, and you could have a suda from something cooked from the five grains. Something cooked, like commonly a piece of noodle kugel. However, peros, anything other than that, even fruit, are not acceptable. Even that is not acceptable. So now, if we go with the Gaonim, we're in business. The question is, but you'll say, but Tosis right on the page and the Rush and others all say that when Rava told his students, eat something before you go home, he was telling them to eat bread. So to that, the Beis Yosef in the commentary on the Torah wants to say that he didn't mean that you need that in order to be yotze kiddush makom suda, but rather he meant you need that in order to be yotze the suda of Shabbos. In other words, the reason why he told them to eat bread was because, even though we just said that the Eved, a person could eat cake for the Suda Shabbos, but that's a very big to the Eved. Look, Achila, for sure, a person should have to eat bread for the Suda Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef wants to say that Tosfos is not arguing with the Gaonim. Because when Tosfos said that Rabbah told his students, before you leave my house, eat bread, he didn't mean because you're not going to fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Suda. What he meant was, you're not going to fulfill the Suda. So therefore, okay, if the lights go out, you're not going to be able to eat over there, then you're going to be stuck without a suda of Shabbos. So therefore, stay here and wash and eat some bread, and then you'll have kiddush from Makom Suda, and you'll have a suda also. But as far as kiddush from Makom Suda itself is concerned, they didn't need to eat the bread. This is what the Beis Yosef says. So to summarize, I just want to make this clear. We have basically two dinim. There are two, this is the same in the Shivsha terminology, there are two dinim when it comes to the Suda of Shabbos. There's the Suda of Shabbos, which really requires bread, and then there is the requirement of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The concept of Kiddush B'Makom Suda is a din in Kiddush, meaning that the Kiddush, in order to fulfill the Kiddush, it has to be B'Makom Suda. As such, you have to have some sort of suda in order to make a kiddush. But a person who had kiddush from Makom Suda cannot consider that his suda. So that it's a common occurrence that a person goes to a kiddush in shul, and after davening to have a kiddush, and you go there and you eat some cake, and you have some kugel, you have even some chalms, which has barley in it, it's one of the grains, and you say, alright, so I had kiddush from Makom Suda, and then someone will say, hey, if that's considered kiddush from Makom Suda, then I had a suda already. So now I can go home and go straight to sleep. I can go, I don't have to eat at all when I get home.
No,
or I'll get home and eat, and I'll count that as shalom sudas. Right, well, can a person say that? The answer is no, because it's a suda as far as the requirement of kiddush is concerned, but it's not a suda as far as the requirement of a suda is concerned. As strange as that sounds, because the laws of the suda of Shabbos are worked out from Psukim, the pasuk that we had in last week's parasha, Parashas Bishalach, it's Lul Hayom, by the Parashas Haman. There's a pasuk in which it says the word Hayom three times. In the same pasuk, and from this the Chazal derived, the Gemara says that from this we learn how you have to have three meals on Shabbos. Those meals have to be with lechem, unless it's an extreme shasat chak. Unless an extreme situation, a person got stuck on the road, then you could do otherwise, but because you have no prayer. But to be yotze, the suda of Shabbos, a person has to have bread. But don't get confused. That's because as far as the law of the suda of Shabbos, one has to have bread. The requirement of kiddush b'makom suda is that there's a condition that in kiddush itself, just like we said at the beginning, that the Torah says, "Ofros yom haShabbos l'kasho." That just means proclaim Shabbos. Theoretically, a person can proclaim Shabbos by making making a verbal declaration. Nevertheless, the Chazal said, Zachrei Lahayayin, that in order to fulfill this requirement, it has to be with wine. A second requirement they added was that aside from it has to be on wine, it also has to be in a situation that can be construed the Malkam Suda, because the Karozo or Shabbos Oned, the proclamation, the declaration of Shabbos has to be in a place of Oned, so therefore you have to put Oned into your Kiddush. You have to put an oneg into your kiddush. The Gaonim are telling us that it can be considered that you put an oneg into your kiddush by just having even cake. That would be good enough. But that, so that's what we call loosely kiddush from Makom Suda. But that's not a Suda. That does not count as the Suda Shabbos. I know from practice, I'm sure no one ever tried this, but if that's because we don't think into it. If you thought about it, you say, well, if it's kiddush from Makom Suda, then that's it. I have my Suda. So why do I have to go home? And theoretically, if a person was, you know, listen, I'm not hungry anymore, so it's enough. Let me just go home. Or if you know you're going to a hot kiddush on Shabbos, let the person say, I'll give my wife the day off, you know, forget it. You don't have to make a meal for this situation. The answer is no, you do. You do. Because of the fact that it's Kiddush from Malkam Suda, as far as the requirement of the Kiddush being said in the context of the Suda is good enough. For that it's good enough. But to fulfill the requirement of Ichlu Hayom, that you have to have a Suda on Shabbos, is not good enough. So therefore, you would have to go home and eat a meal as well. Oh, so we'll get to that soon. Now, as far as having to make Kiddush again, at this point we would say you do not have to make Kiddush again. So if you went to a Kiddush and Shul on Shabbos, and you fulfilled the requirement of Kiddush Makom Suda, you could go home and pick it up immediately from Hamotzi. You don't have to say Kiddush again. Assuming that everyone in your family was in Shul at this Kiddush, you don't have to say a Kiddush. You can just go right home and start. And I know this is not what people commonly do. We'll see at the end perhaps the reason why that is so. But the fact is that Me'ikra Adin, certainly a person, if it's Kiddush, it's Kiddush. That's it. It's Kiddush from Makom Suda. There's no reason to necessarily go home and say the Kiddush again. Now, this is as far as the mezonos goes. Now the Shulchan Aruch here also mentioned wine. And we said that wine would be good enough because yayin is soed halev. Yayin is soed halev. So, first, before we go any further, one question would come up. What happens if I make Kiddush on Shnaps? If I said the Kiddush on Shnaps, would that be good enough to satisfy the requirement of wine? Or let's say I said Kiddush on beer, which a person can also do, because we hold a halacha that Shabbos morning a person can say Kiddush even in Chamar Medina. It does not necessarily have to be wine. L'chatchila should be wine, but if a person did not have wine, a person has difficulty drinking wine, you could use other things as long as they are considered what's called Chamar Medina. They're considered prestigious drinks, and therefore it would include liquor, it would include beer, it would include coffee, with coffee or even tea, if it came down to it, that a person could say the Kiddush Shabbos morning. But there, it does not have the quality of Yayin Soed Halev. So even if a person drank quite a bit of it, even if you had lots and lots of liquor or lots and lots of beer, that would not be good enough for Kiddush from Makom Suda. That would not be enough. It's only by wine. In other words, you can make Kiddush on those things, but then you have to have cake. To simply say I'm going to have wine is not good enough.
Grape juice
is good as far as wine is concerned. Grape juice is good, but anything else is not considered good, because even though it's acceptable for Kiddush because it's Chamar Medina, nevertheless it's not enough. It's not enough as far as the Makom Suda. Now here the Mishnah Berurah tells us the following thing. When it comes to wine, the Mishnah Berurah says, he brings down from Rabbi Akiva Eiger and others who say that if a person, that to drink wine is not so simple, even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gaonim that you could drink wine and that's good enough, nevertheless Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings down that wine is not good enough. And therefore the halacha that is practiced is that the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'alkein Nira She'im Lohakol B'zeh El B'makom Hadchak, that a person should not be lenient with wine unless it's a makom hadchak. Meaning that to eat cake, that you could do with chatchila. to eat a piece of noodle kugel, that you could also do a tefillah. However, to drink wine, it has already been dropped down to the level of bidyevet. And if you look, another issue which would come up, if you look further down on the page in Chaf Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion of the many achronim who say that if you're going to drink wine in order to be able to kiddush from Malkum Suda, that means how much wine do you have to drink? You would have to drink a revius of wine. A revius of wine is considered roughly anywhere between 3 and 4.5 ounces. People, lenient Shabbos morning, you could be lenient, as long as the Rabbanan, you could be lenient, it would be, let's say, 3 ounces. But the post can bring down that that would have to be in addition to the amount of wine that you drink to be Yotze Kiddush. So, in order to be Yotze Kiddush, a person needs to drink. It's this halacha that people don't realize. If you make Kiddush, it's not enough to take a sip of wine. In order to be Yotze the Kiddush, there has to be what's called Moed Lugmav. There has to be, halakhically it's called a cheekful of wine that is consumed, which the poskim say is the rove revius, the majority of revius, which means if we will say that a revius is 3 ounces, the lenient share of a revius is that it's 3 ounces, or slightly more than 3 ounces, so then it would come out that to be yotze, one would have to drink, let's say 1.7 ounces of wine. In addition to that, you would then have to drink a revius of wine in addition in order to be able to kiddush makom suda. And even that, the Mishnah Berurah says, is only b'dieved. Even that, the Mishnah Berurah says, because Rabbi Kiveger says he's not in favor of this, he doesn't agree that wine is good enough. So therefore, we consider, practically speaking, the suggestion to drink wine for Kiddush from Malkum Suda is not such a simple solution. Mishnah Berurah said himself that only the Malkum Hatchat can a person be lenient, and therefore, if you're going to a Kiddush and Shul, you should go ahead and see to it that you have some cake to eat. Now, when would you need to rely on this to drink the wine for Kiddush from Malkum Suda? So, there are several scenarios. I mean, one of them would be if you came to a Kiddush late and they didn't have any more cake. And, you know, let's say it was just like the old style Kiddush, they had wine and cake and that was it. So, if the cake was gone when you got there, but yet you feel that you need to participate, the Baal Shem Tov will be upset if you don't get involved. They have other things, they still have fruit, they still have maybe some fish or whatever else they're serving, sushi and aren't they, right? But the fact is that none of that stuff is good enough for Kiddush Malkum Suda, and he's going to be upset at you if you don't participate. So then, a person could be lenient. That would be considered shas of chas. A person could be lenient and drink the wine. But you have to remember that you would have to drink really to drink the amount of wine to be able to kiddush plus a revius of wine, which would mean that a person would have to drink probably about 6 ounces of wine in order to make this work. That would be one situation. A second situation where this would come up, in shuls where they have the practice that they make kiddush Friday night, which we spoke about a while back, right, that they make kiddush in shul Friday night. The practice of making kiddush in shul Friday night goes back to the times of the Gemara, as mentioned actually in this Gemara, that they did it because there were people, poor people who ate in shul. They came and ate in shul, so we were making kiddush for them. For them it was kiddush from Malkum Suda. But how do you have kiddush from Malkum Suda if you make kiddush in the shul Friday night? Right, now we know the halacha that you can't eat before you make kiddush. And if it's not kiddush from Malkum Suda, then you're not yotze kiddush, which means that you can't drink the wine. So the common practice is that the wine of kiddush is given to a child to drink, which in itself is a whole discussion in the poskim, because the child has a requirement of chinuch also to fulfill kiddush malkum suda. So if you just pour a little into the cup, like it's commonly done in all the shuls, that they give each kid a little bit in the cup, so what good is that? The child has to be trained to do the right thing, and for him it's not kiddush malkum suda either. That's discussed in the poskim. However, let's say you're in a shul, there have no children. There are no children in the shul. And you're making kiddush, so the chazan is given the honor to make kiddush. But now he has a problem, because I'm not making kiddush for anybody, I'm just making kiddush because we're perpetuating the old minhag. And now I can't drink wine until I make kiddush. But I'm not going to kiddush unless it's from Malkum Suda. So where's the Suda? Now, I've never in my life seen a shul where they put in front of the chazan a plate of cake to make kiddush Friday night. right? We don't see such a thing. So the answer, in that situation, I believe the chazan would have to drink the whole cup of wine. He would have to drink, even though everyone starts to say Aleinu right away, he would have to sit down and drink the wine. He could make a bracha on later, but he would have to drink the wine at that point in order to be able to kishum up and suza. A third case where this would come up is on Pesach, if you have the practice that, which many people have, that they don't eat what's called gebrach, that they don't eat matzah that is soaked in water, even fully baked matzah. So we hold the Ikar Adin, the halacha is that once matzah is baked, it cannot turn, if it was baked well, it cannot turn into chametz ever again. And therefore you could take it and douse it in a bowl of water and nothing will happen. However, there are those that have the practice that they're machmir in this, and what's called matzah shruya, matzah that's soaked in water, they will not eat. This is the Yiddish word for that is gebrach. They don't eat it. Now, if you don't eat gebrach on Pesach, that means that you don't have matzah meal cakes. You will not have people who don't eat gebrach. You miss out. It's a big chumrah, right? Because you miss out on kneiglach. You miss out. You go the whole Pesach until the last day of Pesach without eating matzah balls, without eating kneiglach, right? And then you also can't have cake made out of matzah meal. So what do people do instead? So we have potato starch. Potato starch does not qualify for kiddush b'malchus suza. So therefore, this is a real problem. If a person does not eat the broth on Pesach and comes home from shul and is hungry and wants to eat something, and the meal is not going to take place for another hour until all the company shows up, what are you going to do? Kiddush b'malchus suza. I can't eat. I'm not interested in sitting down and eating matzah now. I can't eat, the cake that I have in my house is made out of material, we call it cake, loosely, it's made out of potato starch, that doesn't qualify for Kiddush B'malchus Suza. So in that situation, that would also be a Shas HaKach, that a person would have to rely on drinking wine, would have to rely on drinking wine in order to do it. There is one more cooler, and we'll end, we're coming right now to the end, and that is brought down in the Mishneh Berurah here, Chavav. The Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Shulchan Gibborim, one of the Achronim. The Shulchan Gibborim has a very, very lenient opinion, and he says it's a daf yachid, but the Shulchan Gibborim says that even peros could be considered kiddush b'malchus suza. That even fruit would be considered fruit, can be considered a suda also, and he bases this on the logic that we have a principle in halacha that every meal on Shabbos is considered a kvius, which has relevance as far as Meister is concerned. I can get into that now, but the Shulchan Gibborim wants to say that the das yachid that one could fulfill kiddush b'malchus suda even with peros. That being the case, so the Mishneh Berurah is quick to point out that nobody else says this. And it's not in the Torah, and it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. He said specifically in the Shulchan Aruch on top of the page, he said, Peres are no good. The Peres are no good. We go by the Shulchan Aruch. Nevertheless, says the Mishneh Berurah, in Cholash Libo Psas, he says, if a person is feeling weak, and he doesn't have anything else, that in Shabbos morning or Yom Kippur morning, the diavad, if a person is feeling weak, a person says, I gotta eat something. I came home from shul, they're not gonna get this going, they're not gonna get the meal going for a long time, and I'm feeling shvach, I'm feeling weak, I have to eat something. Says the Mishneh Berurah, in that situation, a person could rely on the extreme leniency of the Shulchan Gibborim to eat peros as well. The peros meant, some people say the peros preferably should be cooked. I don't think that would work so well by most of us. Maybe we don't have cooked peros in our house, but it seems that you could even rely on regular peros. But that's it. So that is only given in this situation, which means that attending a kiddush for social reasons does not qualify for this heter. So the heter, the way it's formulated here in the Mishneh Berurah, is if a person is weak, if you're weak, you can go ahead and eat peres. But other than that, not. So that would be, in an extreme situation, someone comes home from shul, whatever it is, and when you showed up at a kiddush, you're not feeling well. You show up to kiddush and you got there, it's already almost over, it's winding down, and the only thing they have left is fruit. So if l'chatchila, a person should not make kiddush in that situation. However, if you needed to, you could. If the person felt weak and said, "I have to eat something," especially here, it's very hot in the streets. It could be you could have a situation like that.
Extra grape juice.
I'm sorry. Yeah, let's say they are. You're right. If they have extra grape juice, they're in a chanami. But sometimes you don't make kiddush there.
There's no grape juice. You can't make kiddush anyway.
What do you mean? Because what?
Walking light, there's no grape juice, you can't make kids.
Yeah, right. I'll give you a different case. Let's say you heard kiddush, but in other words, you heard someone else say kiddush, and that person has, but you don't have.
Right.
That could happen. So in a situation like that, the d'eved, but this is a very big d'eved, to rely on the psak of the shulchan gibarim. So there you have it. And he himself says this would only be Shabbos day, not Friday night. So to summarize, the words of Kiddush Malchus Suda is a requirement in Kiddush. It is not, the person cannot say that I'm Yotzei a Suda by eating Kiddush Malchus Suda. It's a requirement of Kiddush. This requirement applies both by night and by day. We rely on the Kiddush of the Gaonim who say that a person could eat anything that qualifies as bread, or as the Mishnah Berurah broadens the heter to anything that's from cooked food from the five grains, which would be a piece of today you kind of common thing people eat Yerushalmi kugel, which is made from noodles. That would be good also. A bigger b'di'evit would be for a person to drink wine, but that would be only in a case where you had nothing else, and also then you would really have to drink a lot of wine or reveal in addition to the amount that you need to be yotzei kiddush. And in a case of a very big b'di'evit where a person wasn't feeling well, you could rely on peiros. But this means that now you'll say that this probably doesn't happen to us so often. But one thing we have to take into consideration is that in order to be yotzei the kiddush malchus suda, you have to have one of these items. You have to have a kezias of it. In today's world, people are very conscious of what they eat, and it's very common now. You go into a kiddush and they have all kinds of salads set up because that's the common style of eating, and this is what people eat. And people are on diet; they don't want to eat cake for any number of reasons. They don't like it, so it's not enough to just take a crumb of cake. In order to be able to kiddush malchus suda, the person has to have a kezias of cake. That's obviously a local Orthodox rabbi. The very big range in what's considered kezias. However, the fact is that you have to eat at least that amount, or a piece of kugel or something like that, in order to be able to kiddush malchus suda. Last thing, as far as we said that a person does not have to come home and make kiddush again. A person, if you had kiddush malchus suda, you don't have to make kiddush again. However, the halacha is that if there's someone in your house who hasn't heard kiddush, you could say kiddush for them, even though you were yotzei kiddush and they weren't, even if you don't want to drink any wine. In other words, if you walk into your house Shabbos morning, you had a big kiddush and you had enough wine, I don't like drinking wine. I had it ready in shul, I don't want to drink anymore, but my wife hasn't heard kiddush yet. You could say kiddush for her and say the bracha baruch pri hagafen, even though she is the one drinking wine and not you. Even though ordinarily we have a rule in halacha that a birchas hanenin, that a bracha on food, you cannot be mosi somebody else unless you are eating from that food itself. But the bracha baruch pri hagafen of kiddush is considered a birchas hamitzvah, and therefore you could say that bracha for your wife even in that situation. If your wife was at the kiddush also, and so was your entire family, you really don't need to say the kiddush again. However, it's brought here in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha brings down that the Vilna Gaon, it's written in the Sefer Ma'aser Rav, that the Vilna Gaon was very machmir in the war of Kiddush Malchus Suda, and he did not rely on any, he didn't really rely on what the Gaonim said. He felt that Kiddush Malchus Suda has to be in the place that you eat the whole meal. And therefore, there are those, if you see a person who says that I don't rely on this business, that I don't go, I won't eat at a kiddush and shul, it's not necessarily because he doesn't trust the kashrus. That's not the reason. You could have something like that too. But I'm saying, but the fact is that it's not going to be, that may not be the reason, could well not be the reason. The reason would be because there are some people that are machmir that they will not do this shtick, that I will only make kiddush in the place where I have my meal. On this basis, there is a common practice of people, I believe, is that even if a person attended a kiddush, but if a person has an interest in drinking wine at his meal, so So even though you don't have to say Kiddush, but we know that if you have Kiddush and Shul and come home and want to drink wine in the meal, the bracha on wine is not covered by a motzi. You would have to say Baruch Pri Hashofen in the middle of the meal if you didn't make it. If you said Kiddush, so then the bracha on Kiddush covers the wine Shabbosel Chasuda. But if you didn't have Kiddush here, the Kiddush you have in Shul doesn't cover the wine in your house. So if you want to drink wine anyway, you don't lose anything. You could say again Kiddush in your house, say Baruch Pri Hashofen. It's not a bracha of Hakolah. And this way, if we take on the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, so alright, you were lenient in the Shul, but at least the other side of the coin is that now I'm having Kiddush from Malkum Suda. In other words, according to the Vilna Gaon, you shouldn't have eaten in Shul, A, and B, what you said in Shul doesn't help for here. So as far as that you were lenient in Shul, that you did, but if you want to say, now I'll be machmer, you know, let me at least cover that base to be machmer for this, so if you were going to drink wine anyway, so that you would anyway be making bracha by Kriyat Gaon, and you could say the Kiddush again in your house. If you have no interest in drinking the wine, it could be a question of bracha shen and tzricha. But okay, that's it.
Yes. Oh, I am.